This is the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio.
If you care about the best show on your radio, say yeah, yeah. It's Freddie and Harry with Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together on the ESPN app. SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in. And always tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Oh, you need a little safe space, don't you? If you're in a good mood, if you're not in a good mood, everybody can use a safe space. And we are here for you to make sure that happens at 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Nobody getting in the way. Nobody having any kind of judgment. It's all about you and your safe space. We take your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Before we get to that, we're 1 week ahead, away, from the NFL draft. That means it's time for a little Q&A.
Oh, my goodness! To the end zone highlight reel!
I've got some questions I want answers.
NFL questions and answers.
Oh, baby! Give me everything you got!
With Freddie and Harry.
And we put the spotlight on the wide receivers because, hey, Harry Douglas manned that position for 10 years in the NFL with the Atlanta Falcons and the Tennessee Titans. So, yeah, we got to give the WRs a little love a week away from the NFL draft. So, Harry, I'll start with Marvin Harrison Jr. of the Ohio State University. What do you know? What do you want to see?
I know he's a pro's pro already. While at Ohio State, we know his father, Marvin Harrison Sr., is a Hall of Famer, but he's polished, in my opinion, as a wide receiver. He can play outside, he can play inside, his route running, his size, his ability to catch the football with his hands. So Marvin Harrison Jr. is a known product and someone you should definitely have high on your draft board. I think he's the best player in the draft. Okay. Now, when it comes to weaknesses, when he has the football in his hand, I don't think he's scary. I don't think he's electrifying like we see a Malik Nabers. So that's the con I have for him.
Here's what I know about Marvin Harrison. Everything you said, that's why he's an elite, not just wide receiver, but an elite football player. Very instinctive, fluid runner, can run over people if he has to. He's a very physical presence at that wide receiver position. That's what I know. What I want to see? Him in an NFL uniform. I think he's going to be dynamite. I don't have any questions about Marvin Harrison Jr. I'm not going to say he's going to be as good as his daddy, who's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but that's the only thing that I can't wait to see, Marvin Harrison in an NFL uniform. We had a chance to speak with him in the 3 o'clock hour when it comes to Malik Nabers, wide receiver out of LSU, the leading receiver in the history of wide receiver U when it comes to LSU. What do you know? What do you need to see from Sleek Malik?
What I know is, beep, beep, he's fast. Like Mina Kimes mentioned when we just had her on earlier, lightning in the bottle. He will get you out of your back pedal as a DB, so you have to be scared of his speed. He has the ability to stop on the dime. Now, when it comes to what I want to see, I want to see if he has the ability to go out and play outside a lot more. Right. Might not have to because his skill set, he played a lot in the slot in college, but also when it comes to contested catches in the National Football League, everything isn't going to be wide open. You're going to have some of them because he's just a blazing speed type guy. But can you get better at contested catches and catching the ball in traffic?
Here's what I know about Malik Nabers. And everything you said, spot on. But here's something else a lot of people don't realize. He's extremely, extremely talented tracking the football. He doesn't have any wasted motion looking for the ball. He's not out of sorts. Wherever the ball's supposed to be, even if it's not there when he looked up, he'll find it very, very quickly. And that is a skill set in the NFL that a lot of people don't realize what separates the great, great wide receivers from the very good wide receivers or the non-good wide receivers. That's what I know. What I can't wait to see is at that size of 6 feet, 200 pounds, he's built like an NFL running back at times, and he can run over people. I hope he doesn't try to be too physical to prove anything to anybody. He has enough of that kind of ability. He doesn't need to prove how talented and how tough he is. He's got that in spades coming out of LSU. Romo Dunze, you had a chance to see him at the University of Washington. What do you know about Romy Rome, and what do you need to see?
Yeah, what I know about Rome is that if you put in the football anywhere near in his vicinity, he's going to come down with it. You talk about contested catches, but he's a little bit more smoother than people give him credit for. Mm-hmm. Did punt returns as well, didn't do it the entire year, but he has it in his background. Showed a highlight on GetUp of him taking a return back for a touchdown. Silky smooth with it. I think when it comes to his con and what he has to get better at, I would say explosion. Even though he ran a 4.4, I think it was a 4.45, he doesn't have that top-end speed. And I think you can see at times he kind of relies on the contested catches because, you know, he comes down with it. I'll say 90% of the time. But in the National Football League, you don't want to make a living doing that, even though you're good at it. So that's one of the things I think he needs to work on.
Here's what I know about Roma Dunze. He is an area code catcher. You put in his area code, you do not have to worry about a busy signal. He's catching that football as far as that goes. If it's around him, 50-50 balls, more likely than not, he is going to win that battle because he's so good at positioning, so good having what I call late hands where the ball goes up at the last possible second. His hands get it before you do. He is really, really good at that. What I need to see is exactly what you said because he may not have that top-end speed, but he does have enough speed. It's not so much about him topping off a defense, but making the defense believe that he can do that if he gets behind somebody. He stacks those defensive backs behind him. I can't wait to see exactly how he's going to have to make that adjustment at the NFL level. A little NFL draft questions and answers. We're 1 week away from the NFL draft. The wide receivers get their turn today on Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as TuneIn. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. They call him AD, which could stand for all day. But his mom and daddy call him Adonai. Adonai Mitchell, wide receiver at the University of Texas. What do you know about AD? What do you need to see?
You talk about a gazelle, right? When he's running routes, stride, 6'2", has the height, ran a 4.34 40. I think when it comes to AD Mitchell, he has a lot of potential, right? Mm-hmm. He could be a guy that a team could really, really count on. But when you see physicality being posed to him, it's not always good. So he has to be better versus physicality and press coverage, because in the National Football League, it's different from college. You're not going to have all these free access to be able to run routes. You're going to have people in your face. You're going to have cover two corners jamming you, trying to jack you up and hem you up like a pair of pants. So he has to be better at the line of scrimmage versus physicality and press coverage.
Here's what I know about AD Mitchell, that if he has a chance to have a step on you catching the football, you are not catching him. He is so good at pulling away from any kind of traffic. Could be zone defense, could be man-to-man defense. If he gets that ball and you're just a half a step behind him, you're going to wind up two steps behind him. His getaway speed is unbelievable. What I need to see, he's got to be better as a route runner. I know he runs a 4.34 42nd yard dash, and when he gets behind the defense, he's staying behind. But you just can't run that and think that's going to work. You got to be more efficient running your routes. And like you said, he's a smooth route runner. He can smooth out those rough edges. If he's able to do that, oh, he's going to be a number one receiver for a long, long time, no matter where he goes in the draft. Last but not least, doing great justice to a great last name, Mr. Keon Coleman out of Florida State. We know what he can do, but what can he do? What do you know? What do you need to see from Keon?
Yeah, for Keon Coleman, physical specimen, right? Catch radius is unbelievable. We've seen the contested catches week one versus LSU really dominated. I won't say he burst onto the scene, but that's when a lot of people started to say, you know what, let me pay attention to this transfer from Michigan State. Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to things he need to work on, didn't have the best 40, ran a 4.61. So I think that's really going to be the downfall if he doesn't go in the first round, which I don't think he will now because he doesn't have that elite speed that a lot of these other guys have.
Yeah, here's what I know. A big wide receiver like that can play power forward basketball on you, where he can wall you off and get position. If it's a short route, he can do that. If it's a fade route, he can get to those spots and use his body to really make sure the defensive backs can't get around him or get through him to knock the football away. That's what I know about Keon Coleman. What do I need to see? It's everything you mentioned, Harry. When you run a 4.61 40-yard dash, many people are going to say, man, you're too slow to get away from press coverage, which means that early on, that's what he's going to see a lot of, where somebody's not going to allow him to get a free release off the line of scrimmage. He has to work on that because we know about his ability, especially in the red zone. He led the ACC in touchdown catches with 11. He can elevate over anybody that's going to come up against him. But when you don't have that kind of speed to go at that size, how you be able to combat that to make sure that whatever weakness you have, that defensive backs and opposing NFL defenses will not be able to exploit that and take care of you. I'm Freddie Coleman. He's Harry Douglas together on Freddie and Harry. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app presented by Progressive Insurance. You can round out your protection with life, pet, phone, health insurance. So do that right now, courtesy of Progressive.com.
This is your safe space, your sports therapy, your chance to get it off your chest. Safe Space with Freddie and Harry.
Make sure no nobody and nothing gets in your way. It is your safe space, no interruptions, no judgment. So let's make sure that this safe space is yours at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We are all witness to what you have to say and what you need to say. Charles in St. Louis, one of our favorites. Charles, kick off the safe space on this Thursday.
Hey, guys, Harry. Loving what you're doing, Freddie. You know I love you, too. God bless the cookout, and keep bringing the tunes. But I got to talk about Belichick today because it's kind of getting on my nerves. Everybody's thinking, oh, woe is me, oh, woe is me. But there's three pillars of success. You got to grind, you got to hustle, and then you got to execute, all right? Now, there's no doubt in my mind, we all know Belichick has done the grind. He's gotten a lot of knowledge, and he still has all that knowledge. The problem is, after the last 4 years, he hustling, but he ain't succeeding. So there's a problem with the execution, all right? Now, I had a very long career back in the military, and here's what I learned. The higher up you go on the rank scale, i.e. money, the more blunt and to the point people talk and give each other advice. So when those owners are saying factually what's going to happen when you do this or hire that person or fire that person, they do things blunt because they ain't got time to horse around and figure it out. So while I believe everybody is speaking true, all those former players, all those players that have had to play against them, nobody's wrong. However, it's time for him to write a book so that future coaches can have that on their shelves, incorporate all that knowledge into how their coaching style is, because while he's got the hustle, he ain't got the execution in today's NFL. Would it work? Yes, but the players ain't going to execute to his hustle no more, and that's just a fact of life. I'd like to hear your thoughts on it. God bless.
Well, Charles, don't go anywhere because I need your thoughts on one thing because you're from St. Louis and I'm headed to St. Louis tonight. I need about two or three spots that I need to go eat, buddy.
Oh, you need to talk to Michelle Smallman.
Oh, yes. Okay.
If anybody would know St. Louis dining, it's a native young lady of St. Louis, Michelle Smallman, for our morning show on Sports and Like. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Say less.
Let's see. Michelle Smallman, still a revered figure in the St. Louis city.
And that's my buddy.
Absolutely. By the way, don't forget Unsportsmanlike Monday through Friday with Michelle, Chris Canty, Evan Cohen, 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time on ESPN Radio and ESPN2. Chris in Los Angeles, the safe space is here for you. What you got, Chris?
Hey, guys. I just need to get this off my chest. These fast food prices are beating me down, man. I went to McDonald's, and it cost me $43 two cheeseburgers, two large fries, and a happy meal. I just don't understand what's going on these days.
Oh, my goodness.
$43 for two burgers, two French fries, part of a happy meal? More like the unhappy meal.
No, I thought it's the happy meal, two cheeseburger meals. Yeah, and the happy meal.
Either
oh, my
way,
goodness.
That's the unhappy meal.
But I have noticed that, though, Freddie, when I'm in New York, like prices at restaurants are way different than prices down south.
Oh, especially in Northeast, boss. Absolutely.
Fast food or sit-down restaurants.
Believe me, as someone who lives in Connecticut, sympathetic, I could not be to what you just said about that. Yeah, the Northeast prices are not Southern prices, man.
And by the way, the good folks at McDonald's, we love you here on Freddie and Harry.
Stop sucking up the people out there trying to get free food. You're just trying to get free food.
Shout out to Ronald McDonald.
Yeah. They could charge $100. I'll still eat there.
See, Nick's being honest. Shannon's just here trying to get some free food from McDonald's as far as that goes. Ba-da-ba-ba-bomb, you're not having it as far as that goes. Jonathan in Texas, my friend, what do you got for the safe space?
Man, I got two things for you guys today. Mm-hmm. One, my son had his first T-ball practice the other day, and they asked him what number he wanted, and he said 77, and this Dallas Mavericks fan almost melted right there on the field.
Nice.
Yes,
but I
got to
tell you, the disrespect to Dr. Doncic, a.k.a. Vanilla Slice, a.k.a. the Slovenian, is outrageous. Is outrageous. My man needs to be the MVP. He's got a historic season that's never been done before since the merger. Man, somebody give that man the MVP. And the Dallas Mavericks winning a title before Trae Young and the Hawks means that's going to be the worst trade in NBA history.
Believe me, Jonathan, Texas, Harry will tell you, Luka Doncic got my MVP vote this year. I know I don't have one officially, but that's the guy that I've been touting for more than a second about how terrific he's been, not just what he's been able to do with his game, but how he and Kyrie Irving have been working so well together. And they've been a one-two punch that just keeps punching and punching and punching, trying to knock people out.
I think if he would have started faster, them as a team as well, I think he would have won it. I think that's one of the things that held him back, or it's going to hold him back from actually winning it.
Yeah, exactly, which is a shame because he's been terrific. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It is time for you to be a part of the Safe Space on Freddie and Harry with Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Kevin in Missouri, you are up.
What's going on, fellas? First-time caller, love the show. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
So I was calling because, you know, I keep hearing Freddie getting all this hate and everybody getting on Freddie about having multiple teams and rooting for more than one team. Well, as a man who was born in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and I moved every 3 or 4 years when I was a kid growing up, I mean, hey, all I got to see on TV every Saturday for college hoops was North Carolina basketball. Mm-hmm. So I grew up a North Carolina basketball fan. But then I moved to Mississippi, and I wanted to play some JUCO football in Mississippi, by the way, Harry. And wound up going to school at Mississippi State. And, of course, being born in Muscle Shoals, all my family is all big Alabama, Alabama, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to root for all my boys. I got to root for all three of them. And so I don't see nothing wrong with Freddie having them multiple teams.
Hey, there's no judgment in the safe space now.
I know, but I just want to clarify something. He went to Mississippi State. Mm-hmm. And cheered for Alabama?
No. He said all his family were Alabama fans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, yeah, he.
But he likes North Carolina basketball.
Right. Yes, he does.
See, that went out the door. Like, I grew up a University of Florida fan.
Yeah.
But when I went to the University of Louisville, that stopped instantly.
Okay. Well, college is different than the pros, as far as I'm concerned. College is much more different than the pros. But Kevin in Missouri, I appreciate your support. Stay strong, stay strong. One of our favorites is the Mighty Wolf in Virginia. We always bring him into the show, Graham, with the proper respect in 3, 2, 1.
Aroo!
Gentlemen. Yes, sir. Respect my pack brothers, members, and associates. I have to say, I want to bring you down in memory lane. You know, there's a couple things going on in New York City. The Knicks with... Who's playing this year? Wait a minute. Willis Reed, I believe. Barnett, Earl of Pearl, Frazier, DeBuscher, and Bradley, I believe. If we can bring that same fire to the city that those gentlemen did, we'll have a tremendous, tremendous year. And hopefully they rise to the occasion. The second point I'd like to make is about the fact that there's no more free labor. Pay those kids, man. Pay them for their hard work, their energy, and the risks they take on that field, because they deserve it. Lastly, if you follow the sport of soccer, the reason why those people make great money, reason why the fans pack those stadiums, those coliseums, I should say, over there, is because they've been together a long time. Since young ages, they've run together, they've competed together, and it shows in the fans who buy the tickets and fill the seats.
People don't realize how big business soccer is outside of this country.
I do.
I know you do.
When we played in London,
uh-huh,
and we practiced at Arsenal,
yeah,
we weren't allowed to go to certain fields or even
damn
near look at them.
Yep.
Y'all got this field over here. Don't even come nowhere near these over here, and their practice fields look better than our game fields.
Yeah, but when it comes to the
here
pitch,
in America.
Yeah, when it comes to the pitch, there's no pitch you have that if they don't want you on that pitch, you're not getting anywhere near it. I don't care if it's Europe. I don't care if it's South America.
Yep.
We take American football here seriously. They take real football over there very, very seriously, especially they got some financial considerations that they have to deal with and think about. Big Nate in Florida, my friend, what you got for the safe space?
What's going on, my brothers?
We're good.
There you go.
My boy, Harry G.
There you go.
Hey,
what's up, Nate?
Out, man. So, what's going on, my brother? Listen here, man. So, this is a safe space, right?
Mm-hmm.
Harry, I'm going to need you to put your hand over your heart right now. Because
I got you.
As of last night, I think that we've seen my brother Trae Young for the last time in a Hawks uniform. I hate to see him go. He's given us some thrills. You know, he shut it down in the Garden when they was trying to boo him. You know, he stood up and did Showtime. But my thing is, I think as an organization, if we're going to move on from Trae Young, we need to do it now while we can really get something for him. I hear he's already bought a house in L.A., and there are rumors that, you know, LeBron wouldn't mind having him join the Lakers or going to the Clippers or somewhere out west. But I think that as an organization, we need to move on from him. We need to go ahead and take the next man up in Murray and see if we can build around him so we can become a contender in the East that we was back in the day when we had Neek, when we had Doc Rivers, when we had Cliff Levingston, when we had Kevin Willis. Wow. You know, when we just couldn't get past them Celtics. But our day is coming, so I'd like to hear your thoughts on that, both of you and Freddie's thoughts on that.
Yeah, Nate, I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to argue that from your point of view because I don't believe the Atlanta Hawks can contend for an NBA championship with a guard that's 6 foot and under and weighs 160 pounds. I just don't. And it has nothing to do against anything to do against Trae. I love him as a player. I just think for this organization moving forward, I don't know the direction that they're going in. So if you're going to be in between right now, go ahead and do what you have to do and see what collateral you can get for him.
And I'm glad we're bringing up Trae because you can actually tune in to NBA playoffs in the play-in right here on ESPN Radio.
Wow.
Tomorrow night is the Miami Heat hosts the Atlanta Hawks. Oh wait. No, wow. I'm sorry. It's not the Hawks.
Savage.
Miami Heat hosts the Chicago Bulls. My fault. Savage. My bad. I read that wrong. Not the Hawks because we know the Hawks are no longer in the play-in.
Jeez.
The Miami Heat hosts the Bulls, followed by Kings and Pelicans, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations and Sirius XM Channel 80, where you can hear the Heat host the Miami Bulls, not the Atlanta Hawks.
Go New York, go New York, go!
You mean the Heat host the Miami Heat as opposed to Miami Bulls hosting? I figured you went that way. I go there with you. The Chicago Heat take on your Miami Bulls.
I knew this was going to happen today.
Uh-huh.
Especially because y'all know I talk smack, man. You mm-hmm. know, and I thought my Hawks were going to. You know what? I'm done. I may need a safe space.
Well, but put it this way. We'll give Harry a chance to have his safe space because I think he's going to need that. And a hug and maybe a stuffed animal to hold on to after what Shannon Penn just did to him. Your safe space is here for you as well. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Your time will be our time. Next on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
He's Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman together on Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance. Thanks for joining us on Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as tune in and always tell your smart speaker that play ESPN Radio. Reason number 8,595,000 why this show needs to be simulcast. Seeing Harry doing his air rapping to the little DMX, How's It Going Down?
That is one of my favorite songs, especially by DMX.
Yeah.
It's just the vibe, man, that I hate that he's no longer with us, but mm-hmm. he left behind a lot of stuff that we can listen to and actually cherish.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And believe me, the first time I heard that jam, and thanks, I heard the edited version. When I heard the real version, oh my. I'm like, okay, DMX kept it raw and
we
real.
We gonna always be best of friends. Ha ha.
Exactly. And I'm glad you stopped at that ha ha when it came to that, as far as that goes. So it can't stop, won't stop, because anytime we have a chance for you to speak on something, that's what this is all about.
This is your safe space. Your sports therapy. Your chance to get it off your chest. Safe Space with Freddie and Harry.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Like we say, no judgment, nobody getting in the way. It's all about you and your safe space and having those two things come together to make you feel out with the bad air, in with the good air when it comes to that. One of our favorites is Mardi Gras Bob, and not New Orleans, but Nollins. Mardi Gras Bob, what do you got for the safe space, my friend?
Well, yeah, gentlemen, good to speak with you as always. I need a little safe space because I said I wasn't going to give Mr. Douglas any more trouble about his Atlanta teams. But after seeing the score of the Cantlanta Hawks last night,
wow.
it was very difficult. And I read about the score this morning, didn't see the game. I actually looked up the Nielsen numbers for the viewership, and all it said was Douglas household, Atlanta suburb. I think he might be the only person who saw it.
Ouch. Wow.
Oh, man, Mardi Gras Bob. This is 2 days in a row you didn't got me, Mardi Gras Bob.
He really did. Not just got you, I mean got you. Y-O-U when it came to that. My goodness.
It was a rough one last night. Well, it was a rough one.
Put it this way. Football season will be here sooner than later. And you and Mardi Gras Bob can renew acquaintances that will never ever be forgotten between those two teams in the NFC South. Eric in the great state of Utah about to get a hockey team. Eric, what do you have for the safe space?
I know it's probably cliche, but I'd like to ask about the Kansas City Chiefs, man. I know nobody's going to be trading with us in the draft, so I know we're probably going to have to go like 5, 6, 7 wide receivers deep. But my boy Patrick Mahomes needs somebody to catch the ball. Give me some hope, guys. Who can they get?
Eric in Utah, when it comes to your quarterback, it don't matter. Whoever you get, Patrick Mahomes is going to make that dude work. And I know the whole Rashid Rice situation is out there, but even with Patrick Mahomes there, that scouting department of Kansas City, they don't miss, period. Andy Reid, as great as a coach as he is, Patrick Mahomes is great of a quarterback that he is. But that scouting department led by Veach and company, man, do they hit on some dudes, either in free agency or in the NFL draft, Harry.
Well, I think two guys, actually both guys played at the University of Texas. You have Xavier Worthy. Mm. That's an option for the Kansas City Chiefs because I know a certain type of wide receiver that their head coach actually loves to draft right. over the last few years. But also a guy a little bigger that we talked about earlier, A.D. Mitchell, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's another guy, I think, to give Patrick Mahomes another weapon, a guy that's a little bit bigger, 6'2", but has that 4.34 speed as well.
Yeah, you keep sleeping on the Kansas City Chiefs if you want to. This PSA from Freddie Coleman, don't you do it, period, end of story.
Could you imagine the Chiefs with Hollywood Brown, mm-hmm. Xavier Worthy that runs a 4.21? But a lot of people are just focused on that 4.21 speed, but he can actually run routes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I can imagine it because that's the kind of guy Kansas City would get to make things even better for that offense and Travis Kelce and that whole particular football team. Jared in Denver, my friend, what do you have for the safe space?
Hey, fellas, thanks for welcoming me into your safe space. Hope all is well with you and your families.
Appreciate you.
It's springtime out here, man, so I'm out here to give you guys some flowers today on my safe space. I've been listening to you. I do water mitigation, so I drive around all day, man, and I really enjoy picking it up with when you guys are on the radio. And truthfully, I don't know how you guys aren't on TV yet, man. This is by far the best sports commentary or best sports media that I've been able to tune into. Your guys' emotional intelligence and ability to communicate with comedy and sports is above anything else that I tune into. I'm not saying there's nothing out there, but it's the best I've seen. So today my safe space is flowers for y'all. I think it's well-deserved and much appreciated.
Jared, we really appreciate
Amen.
That.
Yeah.
We will take those flowers, but I thought you was going to give us some other flowers, too, because I seen that you live in Denver.
What?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
See,
that this is the kind of stuff that Jared appreciates.
I
he said
lie.
Flowers. Yeah. I thought he meant other flowers.
Only your mind can take us to what in the name is this boulevard, and I can't believe he said that avenue. Only you can do that. Leslie in the biggest city in the world, Reno. Leslie, what do you got for the safe space, my friend?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for taking my call. I love your show, but please help me.
Uh-huh.
Steve Kerr and the Warriors. Why is he like Teflon? He never gets criticized, and other coaches go down in fire. Help me. Answer me this question.
Leslie, I'm going to tell you exactly why. One NBA championship, mm-hmm. two NBA championships, three NBA championships, four with the Golden State Warriors,
uh-huh.
on top of winning championships with another organization. Did he win one with the Spurs as a coaching on the coaching staff?
On the coaching staff, yeah, he's part of that organization. Yep, San Antonio
he
Spurs.
He
won two as a player.
Oh, as a player with, the, oh, a player with the Spurs.
And also
and
another
the
one
Bulls.
The Chicago Bulls, yeah.
Well,
put it this
there
way.
There you go, Leslie.
To quote the great Count from Sesame Street, one championship, two championships, three championships, four championships, That's why he's Teflon. And it is fair that Leslie put that out there in terms of him being Teflon, but Steve Kerr has shown not only can he coach players, but he can coach people. There are plenty of people that have left that organization that said that Steve Kerr made them a better person as well as a better player. That goes a long way when relationships mean so much in professional sports between athletes, coaches, et cetera, and et cetera.
Not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven.
Well, LeBron's not getting seven, so he can forget about that as far as that goes. He may have to settle for four and be done with it in his Hall of Fame career. Willie from my dad's home state of Alabama. Willie, what you got for the safe space?
Hey, God bless y'all for taking my call, man. I just started listening to y'all about 3 months ago, and I'm hooked. So
thank you.
Y'all doing something good, so keep it popping.
Appreciate you.
Nobody is listening to me when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys. I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to leave it alone. They will not win another Super Bowl as long as Jerry Jones is the manager. He don't care nothing about winning. As long as people are talking about the Cowboys, he's cool with that. But when it comes to winning, it's not on his agenda. He is a problem. He got to go. Once they get rid of him, they'll win another Super Bowl. But he the problem. He got to go, and I'm gone. God bless.
I got a phone call real quick. Hi. This is for Willie in Alabama. Tell Willie he's 100% correct. Yeah, I'll pass it along to him. Thank you very much. He's not lying because Jerry
but,
Jones.
But the bad thing is Jerry's not going anywhere.
He isn't. Yeah, Jerry Jones is going to bequeath that team to Steven Jones, who will take over day-to-day operations, which he's pretty much doing right now. But as long as Jerry Jones believes he should be the biggest star in Texas, especially the Dallas Cowboys, Harry, it's going to be the hamster on the wheel. You keep rolling and rolling, but the view never changes when it comes to Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to the 2024 season. I want to see what the Cowboys are able to do. This is my safe space. I want to see what the Giants are going to be able to do, the Jets, and the Falcons.
I'm surprised it took you that long to get to the Falcons. I thought for sure you'd have gotten in them within 2 seconds.
We already know. Yeah. We know they're going to win their division.
Oh, do we now? Did you clear out the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who won it last year?
Not worried about them.
Okay. We'll be. Damien in South Dakota, my friend, what do you got for the safe space?
Hey, guys, diehard Eagles fan,
uh-huh.
and I usually don't call for, like, coaches to get fired. You know, I like Sirianni, but my biggest thing was when Vrabel got let go of the Titans, I really think we should have went after him. I thought that was I thought that was a bad move, keeping Sirianni and not going after Vrabel. That's it.
Well, Damon, in South Dakota, if it does work out for Sirianni, you may get your wish for 2025.
Yep. Yep, because he had the opportunity to get more coaches. He has Kellen Moore as an offensive coordinator, Vic Fangio as a defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't work out with these two guys, then I don't see Nick Sirianni being the head coach moving forward.
How many times have we heard that if you move on from your coordinators, that means you're trying to have a stay of execution. And if they don't have that kind of stay again like they happened last year, it's Nick Sirianni will be on the unemployment line in 2025. One last one from John in Wisconsin. John, what do you got for the safe space, my friend?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good to be on the show.
Appreciate you.
So I got to tell you, I don't know if you guys – a lot of people don't seem to realize this, but Jokic is the only all-star on the Nuggets. And I don't know if you watch when he comes off the court, but they're a lottery team without him. They're awful without Jokic. If you actually go by the definition of most valuable to a team, I don't even think it's close. I get it. Luka had a good year, and so did Shea. But when Jokic is out there, it's a completely different team. He changes every dynamic of everything. And he's just so much smarter than everybody on the court. I think he should have got it last year, but I think he will get it this year. And if he keeps playing like this, I don't see why he wouldn't get it next year. But we'll see what the NBA does with that.
Oh, John in Wisconsin, there's no doubt he's getting another MVP. There's absolutely no doubt about that. I think there should be closer candidates to him, but your point is valid because the only guy that has all-star ability next to him is Jamal Murray. And I think Jamal Murray gets lost in that sauce because he's a really terrific guard. And they work that two-man game extremely, extremely well. But Nikola Jokic, I keep waiting for a time when the league is going to figure him out. I've stopped holding my breath on that one. I've let that balloon go because Nikola Jokic, the more they try to figure him out, the more he keeps coming with solutions to any kind of problems that people throw at him.
I know what they need to do. They need to go visit horses and figure out the bond that he has with horses. Maybe that has something to do with it. Because
that's good.
It hasn't done a damn thing up until now.
Here's something else I love about Nikola Jokic, because he was publicity adverse because he didn't want to be part of the parade last year. He just wanted to go home. Want to go home to my horses. And then when he's a part of the parade, he said, this wasn't that bad after all. He has great personality. We've seen that in the commercials that they've had in the endorsements. They got a new NBA playoff commercial on ESPN saying playoff mode. There's no playoff mode. And Chris Rock is doing a narration. It's been really cool to see that he's been able to up his name from the endorsement standpoint, and his game is still great on the basketball court. That has not suffered while his name and his fame keeps increasing off the basketball court when it comes to Nikola Jokic of the Denver Nuggets. He's Harry Douglas. Yeah, he's Harry Douglas. Hit him on Twitter at HDouglas83. I'm Freddie Coleman. Hit me on Twitter, Coleman ESPN. Thanks for joining us on Freddie and Harry. Ever watch a mafia movie where a store was a front for the actual mafia? That actually went on in my hometown of Brooklyn, New York. That story's next on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This is the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
He's Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us on TuneIn and always tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. And this just in, according to Ira Winderman, by the way, a friend of the program, does a great job covering the Miami Heat for the Sun Sentinel. He said, after the Miami Heat lost last night to the Chicago Bulls in the play-in game, by the way, Miami, they'll play in that play-in game tomorrow night to try to keep their season alive against the Chicago Bulls. Part of a doubleheader on ESPN Radio, that's game one. Game two, the Pelicans in New Orleans will host the Sacramento Kings. Coverage begins at 6:30 Eastern time on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. According to Ira Winderman, Jimmy Butler and Tyler Herro had to be separated on the team bus after they lost last night. Butler kept saying 9 for 27 because that's what Tyler Herro shot from the field last night. Tyler Herro reportedly threw a punch that did not connect. Butler then yelled, 9 for 28.
I'm sorry. Hey.
Wow.
That's the ultimate troll.
It really is.
That's the
Tyler Hero, bro, you got to know your name.
Oh, man.
You got to know your name. According to sources out there, man. Something developed after the game last night involving Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero. They had to be separated in the Miami Heat team bus. Tyler Hero, Butler kept saying 9 for 27. Hero threw a punch reportedly. It didn't connect. And Butler yelled 9 for 28. That's according to sources out of Miami.
But I'll say this now. And Jimmy Butler, I'm not going to say what he did was right.
Mm-hmm.
But Tyler Hero didn't step up in the way that the Miami Heat needed him to step up. Because if he would have, they probably would have won the game last night.
Right.
But as a teammate, Jimmy Butler, you can't do that.
Yeah, put it this way. We don't know, how real that report is, but reports are out there saying that that may have happened involving those two. Either way.
Not for 28.
Either way, in other potential news, because we know you can't be caught up on everything, luck for you, that's where Freddie and Harry come in.
They may not be the top stories of the day.
In other news.
But you need to be in the know. This is In Other News.
So a former shoemaker has pled guilty to allegations that he ran an illegal gambling operation for the mafia out of his shop in Brooklyn. Now, this man, who shall remain nameless, Salvatore Rubino, also known as Sal the Shoemaker, admitted in court to running card games and operating illegal gambling machines inside his former shoe repair business, and he was kicking profits to the Genovese crime family. Can you imagine that you go in there for a pair of shoes and you got a little bit more from Sal the Shoemaker in Brooklyn, of all places? Who knew?
Freddie, what y'all be doing up there? Wait, in your neck of the woods.
Why are you involving me in this? No. Just because they're in my borough of birth.
So here's
nope,
the question.
Nope.
Did he snitch on anyone else in the process?
Well, according to this, he did plead guilty to federal gambling charges on Tuesday. And four co-defendants pled guilty earlier this month to charges including racketeering, attempted extortion, and illegal gambling stemming from those long-running mafia operations. So in other words, probably yes. In other words, he's now in the witness relocation shoemaking program.
Good luck. Good luck.
Amber and Ian comes your way next with Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. This has been Freddie and Harry on the Mighty ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio. You can also listen to Freddie and Harry live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Freddie and Harry podcast.